This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Give us a call or go to the website, go to asarx.com. Send us an email, and we'll make it part of the show. And just remember that if you want to send it in private, and you don't want it to be on the show, it's okay. You can reach out. We'll answer. We'll do anything we can to help you. Go to the next level with your health and your life. This show's all about helping you live your potential, because we all have potential. It's about living it. It's about hitting it. It's about striving toward it. It's about going for it. Hey, in this place right here, we don't jack around. We do everything we can to help you live the life you were designed to live. Let's kick off on the phones and go with Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Just wanted kind of a little bit more insight on fibroids and endometriosis and having a hysterectomy.
So with fibroids, let me just jump in. With fibroids, endometriosis, those kind of conditions that you're talking about, there's a lot of different theories of why that happens. Now, some will say that it can be hormone related. Many times it is hormone related. Some say it's genetic and that sort of thing. So family history. However, a lot of times with fibroids, many times you're looking at a progesterone issue. And endometriosis, sometimes you're looking at progesterone, it tends to be the culprit. And the challenge is that with progesterone and some of the hormones, if you don't stay on top of it, and a lot of times when it happens when you're younger, because it does, it happens to a lot of girls when they're younger, women when they're younger, you don't really think, and in medical practice, you definitely don't think, to be checking hormones all the time in somebody that's 25 and 30. Like, you just, typically this is not something that's done, right? Like, the hormones are typically working great unless you see something, or unless they're in, a woman's getting into the whole birth control concept with the medications and the hormones. So that's a whole different deal. But typically there's no issue with the hormones, so there's no reason to check it. So a lot of times if you do have an issue with progesterone, it's not really noticed unless you go and start playing detective and find it. So that's one of the thoughts. Then, of course, the genetic factors, that can be some environmental factors too that could play a big role. I think if you've got, or if you have any kind of family history, and you really want to be ahead of the game, you just start getting tested. And start getting tested at a younger age. And the doctors will tell you how many years that they think you should do that. And it varies. Different camps say different things. So you just got to figure out what they want. But whoever is your OB that you're working with, or if it's somebody else or for somebody else, whoever they're working with, they'll have a structure for that. But be proactive. Don't wait for them to mention that. By us having this conversation, by you even being asking the question, it's got to be on your mind. Or if somebody's already dealing with it, then you're like, okay, how did that happen, and what do we do from here? So you just have to have a constructive game plan all the way around. That's what you want to focus on. And on this show, I mean, that's what we'll help you do. But just know that it's coming from those areas. Now, eating strategies, dietary plans, all that can be done. Personalized nutrition can be done for this. It just can't, it doesn't need to be done. It doesn't need to be done without the testing and without knowing what direction everything is headed, right? So that's a big deal. Hysterectomies and all, again, that is a last resort. It's got to be something really serious. Those parts are there for a reason. I'm a big fan of keeping body parts. Like God gave it to us for a reason. And the one thing that drives me bananas is, let's take the gallbladder out because you had an attack. But you know, there's no major blockage, and it's still functioning at 70%, but let's just take it out just in case. That's just not good. I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan of that. I know it's standard of care in a lot of areas, and some people just kind of go for it. But you need the gallbladder, right? Because it helps to break down fats, and it helps you digest and process fats better than if you don't have it. And people that don't have it end up having some digestive-related conditions that just aren't real favorable. And we need our fats. We need our fats to be digested. It's a big deal. So that little rabbit hole, just to tell you, it's important. Get the test done. Know where you stand. And then you can build a lifestyle plan around that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the ASA RX Experience. Check us out on the web, asarx.com. Many parents now are not, which this is kind of interesting, are not shielding their babies from the sun's harmful rays. University of Miami researchers surveyed 95% parents found with different, of course, demographics, black, Hispanic, whites, and 15% really knew the standards set by the American Academy of Dermatology. So 83% of the parents said they regularly seek shade for their babies, but only 43% routinely put a hat to shield their baby from the sun. 40% they dress their babies with long sleeves to protect their skin. The survey also found that 1/3 of the parents said they often tried to get their baby to develop tolerance to the sun's rays by gradually increasing the infant's exposure to the sun. The 3% of parents said that their children suffered a sunburn during the first 6 months of life, and 12% said that children had tanned at an early age. So the American or the Summer Academy meeting that was held in New York City recently took notice of this. Some parents said they think they're helping their children by exposing them to the sun, like they're getting their skin used to it, is what they're thinking. But unprotected sun exposure can damage the skin and lead to skin cancer. Come on. As we say, come on, man. Like, seriously? Cover your kids. I mean, I can remember getting burnt as a kid. And now, I mean, luckily, when I was in my teens, I saw my dad start to get skin cancers. Like, he would have to go to the dermatologist, get the skin cancers removed. And they started digging in, right? Like, places on his back. He had place on his nose, place on his cheek and his ear. Because he was out in the sun. He worked construction when he was younger. And then he owned his own real estate construction company, when I was a kid. So he was still outside, but he wasn't actually the one doing the labor. He was running the company. But still outside a lot. But it was those early years when he was younger that he was outside all the time without any kind of sun protection that damaged his skin later on. So it's what we do with our kids early, and you really need to protect them. I mean, I'm like the ghost man now. I cover up with everything, hats, clothes, everything. So I've been that way since I was in my late teens because I saw that. Now, again, your skin will get damaged the more you're in the sun, especially if you've got lighter pigmentation. But, kid, I mean, parents, here's the deal. Get the natural sunscreens, okay, 30 SPF, and cover your kids. Put the clothes on them. Don't go out in the middle of the day between like 11 and 2. It's the highest, strongest point time for the rays. Do something else during the day and go in the earlier times and then latter times. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to asarx.com. We're here for you each and every day to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Why? Because you matter. It's because this show's about you. It's about helping you live your potential. What about calcium? We talk about calcium a lot, right? And we hear people talk about it. And as you age, are we supposed to take more calcium? Well, some people say we should. Added calcium, they say, may not help our bones, though. And I've been preaching this for years, by the way. But let's jump into it. New Zealand researchers analyzed more than 100 previous investigations looking at taking 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day, and they said that they're a little bit misplaced. There was no proof that found boosting calcium intake beyond normal dietary levels would actually strengthen bones or prevent fractures. They said, we've gathered all the clinical studies of calcium supplements and dietary calcium intake for both bone density and fractures. And Boland said, as an associate professor in the Department of Medicine at the University of Auckland, says, taken together, we think this is the strongest possible evidence that taking calcium supplements will not be beneficial unless there are clear medical reasons that calcium supplements are needed. Moreover, they said excessive calcium supplementation can be harmful. I completely agree. Like when I see someone taking calcium supplements, like that's the last. I'm a supplement guy. I recommend them all the time. Our coaching system uses organic supplements, and like I never in a million years would recommend calcium. Like it's just not usually a calcium issue. It's vitamin D. Like if you got osteoporosis, you need to check vitamin D. That is your issue. You need to look at magnesium, the coexisting minerals that help with bone density, boron. I mean. Wow. Anyway, don't get me fired up. All right, calcium supplementation, they say, can be harmful. Boland said in his studies that osteoporosis causes bones to become weak and porous with age so that even mild stress can lead to fractures. They said that in one study, the findings appeared in the British Medical Journal, and one review focused on two dietary studies compared how patients over 50 and their age fared to consume higher versus lower levels of calcium. The conclusion was, here's it's pretty cool, none of the research provided any evidence that calcium intake was associated with fracture risk. It's really not. So, I'm not a big fan. You need to focus more on vitamin K2 and vitamin D3. Those are the two, and that's what it says in this study. They said that those tend to be the ones that are the gaps that people don't have. It's a vitamin D deficiency, not calcium. Can I get an amen? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the online, asarx.com. All right, let's get on and go with Lexi. Hi, Lexi.
Been having knee pain now for quite a while. Getting kind of caught up. Knee and back pain.
Well, knee and back pain is no fun. Okay, but the interesting part of that is they both go hand in hand. So knee pain and back pain go together. Like peas and carrots. They really do. So they go together. And the reason is because if you've got a knee issue, typically it's because your lower back is out of position. So when you start looking at the lower back and you start dealing with things like, so you've got five lumbars in the very lower back. So you got L1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Then you have your tailbone, right? The little triangle bone back there called the sacrum. And well, a lot of times what will happen is if you have any of the segments, those little segments, that are out in the back, because of the malpositioning of the spine, it will then put indirect pressure on the knees. And so the knees will hurt, and you'll think you've got knee issues or knee pain, but the reality is that it's something coming from the lower back. And that's why chiropractic care is so great for this. I mean, they're the experts, hands down. You go to, even with physical therapy, I love the PTs. You guys are great. I just think no one is trained better in non-surgical spinal care than the chiropractic physician. They're just not. Like, a lot of people are trying to do it, saying they can do it. They're not. I mean, I've got three doctorates, guys. It's like, I've done the MD. I know what's there. Done the DC. I'm a chiropractic physician, too. I'm a naturopathic physician and a medical doctor. Like, I've got all three. I've done them all. And I can tell you that nobody does non-surgical spinal care better. And so I would encourage you to go at least get a consultation with someone in that space, because in medicine, all we're going to do is give you muscle relaxers, maybe send you to a PT, but highly unlikely unless it's really bad. So the muscle relaxers, and then, of course, the theory is that it'll go away after time. And the inflammation will go down, but the structural malfunction, no pill can fix that. It's like if a house was leaning, and you had the foundation of the house was leaning, and you go over and take a water hose and you spray it on the concrete hoping it's going to move the concrete. That's not going to do anything. You have to go in there and literally do something to move the house, fix the structure underneath, and move it to balance it out and level it out. It's the same thing with our body. So the pill's not going to fix a structural malfunction. It's going to take force, and it's going to take rehab, and it's going to take work around the muscles and the structure to get that corrected. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Go online, go to asarx.com. If you haven't joined our podcast, subscribe to the podcast. Go to any of your outlets, wherever you like to go, Stitcher, Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, whatever, and subscribe. We've got a new podcast out every single day, 7 days a week. I'm all over this podcast deal. I mean, we are here for you. And if you miss hours of the show, they're in the podcast. If you miss our interviews, we have a lot of special interviews. And I've got offline interviews that I don't do here on the radio show. We put those in the podcast. So we are here for you every single day with content. We want to encourage you, help you live your potential. That's what this whole thing is all about, is helping you get to the next level with your health and your life. I mean, that's it. That is kind of the bottom line of why we do what we do. Thomas in Dallas, Texas, he wants to know, send us an email, by the way. He said, are multivitamins as helpful as taking independent supplements? All right, so I'm a big fan of what I call the foundational four. This is what I teach. This is what everybody that are clients of ours that get coached by our providers are doing. So the foundational four, good whole food multivitamin, make sure you're not missing anything. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, probiotics, and then enzymes. You can check all that out at the website, asarx.com. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Insisting there is a crisis at the southern border, President Trump tours the construction of a new segment of border wall at Calexico, California.
Much of it's reinforced heavily and very, very hard to climb. If you want to climb that, pretty sharp up on top, too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
The visit comes as record numbers of asylum-seeking families from Central America are crossing into the U.S. In Texas, Vice President Mike Pence announcing new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in Venezuela, saying Cuba has inserted itself into the situation.
Cuba's leaders are the real imperialists in the Western Hemisphere. The truth has to be told.
The United States on Friday targeting oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the Maduro government aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. So glad you're with us. Check out the website. Go to AsaRx.com. I'm so excited right now to have a good friend with me here on the show. You've heard him before. Now he's almost becoming a regular, which I love it. He's Dale Bellis. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare, one of the top health sharing companies, in my opinion, in the country, and is really making waves in this industry. Dale, welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Dr. Asia, thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always is. So let's dive in a little bit. We're talking about health sharing. So this is not health insurance, right?
It's really not. In fact, as a nation, we've had this national conversation, haven't we, for almost a decade.
For sure.
As to how we're going to address the costs and access of healthcare. And so we are simply an alternative means for meeting healthcare costs where we pay literally each other's member costs, medical expenses, right. And we do it on a monthly member-to-member basis, no different than if, just if you use a mental picture, if we would go to our local church and we would band together as a group and say, we're going to pay each other's medical bills. Let's meet every once in a while and assist each other. And we would all sit together. Oh, I just broke my arm, and here's my bill. And and we would all share in those costs together in that local church setting. That's precisely what we do, except on a national basis. We throw in technology and methodology and guidelines for how that is fairly done, member to member. But it is voluntary and cooperative. And we're paying each other's bills to the extent of $38 million every month.
That's amazing. So in a system like this where really we're blinded in the traditional health insurance model of real, for a lot of it, not really know what's going on behind the scenes, the big part on the health sharing from what you've explained to me is the transparency of what goes on and how you're able to help people. Am I right?
Every month we ask our members to set aside a predetermined share amount, we call it, because literally we're sharing in and paying another member's bills. It's $299 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family, regardless of how many children. That amount of money goes into a secure online account that we each have as members. We call it our share box. And then through our proprietary online technology, that money gets matched to another person that we're assigned to that has a medical bill that month. And you transparently, openly see your dollars flow from your account to theirs. You always know where your money's going. And you can message them with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer. And like a true social community, we stand with each other sometimes during the biggest crises of our lives. And then we cut the check out of that receiving member's account to the doctors and hospitals, and that's the methodology we follow to pay each other's bills to that level that I remarked on earlier of $38
million a month. $38 million a month. That's amazing. We're talking to Dale Bellis. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty Health Share, and you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. And just to let you know, that's the group that I'm with. I actually have my health sharing plan with Liberty Health Share. I made the switch from traditional health insurance years ago and have been really, really, I tell you, it's a real blessing, and it's been great for myself and my family. Dale, we're talking about what health sharing really is. And you were kind of would you call yourself in the healthcare field as an executive for years before you ever came to this?
I really have been an administrator of healthcare for almost 30 years. And during that time, just saw the urgent need of transforming some of the key failures, flaws in our healthcare system in America. And launched Liberty HealthShare as an answer to that, where we have true skin in the game, Dr. Ace. It's our money at stake. Mm. That is, it's our pockets and the pockets of our fellow members, so that when I'm standing at the counter making decisions about the treatment plan that the physician's presenting me, I'm asking questions. I'm looking for alternative ways to meet that cost or reduce that expense. It's our money at stake. That's what is by and large missing in our current third-party payment system, because we send our money away and it's no longer our money. Somebody else is paying the bills. And that just disconnects us from the cost.
And when you were in, I guess, the traditional system for a long time and seeing how things were flawed, what was it that really grabbed you? What was the moment that really grabbed you that said, we need to make a change and I'm going to be the one to help bring this to the forefront? What was it inside of you? Where did that happen, or how did that happen?
Well, I administered employer health care arrangements where they would provide their own funds, or in fact, it's referred to as self-funding in the employer market,
right.
Where every year I would sit down with those employer executives, talk about their health plan, and discuss ways to lower costs and reduce expenses. And the constant refrain, year after year, was that the employees just didn't care about the costs. They just wanted to be taken care of. And I'll remember it to my dying day. Thank you for asking me this question.
Yes.
It was just before the passage of the Affordable Care Act. I had just had a renewal meeting with one of our employer groups, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. There's got to be a way to bring the average ordinary American into connection with a sense of responsibility about their care as well as their costs. And that's when I began doing my research, launched Liberty HealthShare accordingly, and we've seen this community grow and grow. We're health conscious, we're health focused, we're all based on our shared value that we're creatures of God and our bodies have been created by Him, and we'll give account for the way in which we steward that physical resource one day. And so it arises out of our shared belief that we have an obligation to care for ourselves.
And that's really powerful. So the timing is always perfect, as we know. God never leaves out timing. As a matter of fact, He's always on time, if you will.
Yes,
so
indeed.
He is. So you go from this having this thought in your mind, in your heart, that something needs to change, and then you found and you stumbled across kind of a non-denominational, was it like a Mennonite church that you found?
Yes,
that was doing
historic,
it? They were just following
frankly,
principles.
Absolutely. We, in fact, we're familiar, with the Mennonite movement in America. They're typically a very quiet, withdrawn, select group of people, not very flamboyant at all.
Sure.
You don't think necessarily of the Mennonite groups being particularly ready to include the rest of America in what they're doing.
Right.
But with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, I connected with my dear Mennonite friends, and they were prepared. In fact, I posed the question to them, Dr. Asa, do you really wish to make your tradition of paying and meeting each other's health care costs affordable and available to all? And their sense of commitment to those principles were such, they said, yes. We want to do that. And so we just simply relaunched, reorganized as Liberty HealthShare, and have invited people across the nation to come join us on the basis of those values and principles of mutual care and mutual assistance, and it's just exploded and grown dramatically across the nation.
It really has. And so then the Affordable Care Act hit. Right. And then all of a sudden, now you're sitting in this pool where people are looking for options. So you've set in the middle and you created a model or helped forge a model ahead that was so powerful. What do you think that in the timing of the Affordable Care Act, is that what caused this movement to really push forward like it has?
Well, it certainly has given it visibility.
Okay.
Thankfully, within the body of the law itself is an entire section devoted to healthcare sharing ministries, and that the members of which are exempt from both the mandate to have insurance and pay a fine, number one,
right.
And number two, exempt from the mandates of the Affordable Care Act, so that we would set our own rules and guidelines as to the kinds of bills we would share in. That just continues to enhance freedom and opportunity for men and women of conscience and values to come together and meet each other's healthcare costs. And frankly, in addition to the crisis of cost in healthcare in America, Dr. Asa, there is also a crisis of conscience.
Mm.
Frankly, never before in the history of our fair republic have we seen such an intrusion into the core beliefs and values of Christians in the arena of healthcare, where our dollars in many cases have been hijacked to be used in ways that we would never permit or allow or agree with. And so, gratefully, under the ACA, Healthcare Sharing Ministries and Liberty HealthShare is a safe harbor for those who wish to come and join us so that their money is not used for abortion or abortifacients or elective sex change operations and
sure.
Assisted suicide. Those conscience-busting costs and expenses, we simply don't share in.
I agree. And I think that's it really builds the culture and the reasons why you would want to get behind and become a member of an organization like Liberty HealthShare. We're talking with Dale Bellis. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare. You can check them out at libertyhealthshare.com. MyPillow.org. You can also sign up to be a member there. I have and have for years. It's been something so great for myself and my family. And being a physician myself, as you know, going from the traditional model to this says a lot. And it really has been a great move. Well, coming up, we're going to have more with Dale Bellis. We'll jump in and talk more about the health sharing model versus health insurance and how it can be a great benefit to you and your family. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can always give us a call. Plus, send us an email. You can go to asarx.com. We love having you here with us. Thanks for joining in. We're talking with Dale Bellis, great friend of mine. He's founder and chairman of Liberty Health Share. And we're talking about the health sharing model, what that looks like for you and for me. You can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Dale, we're talking about really what health sharing is. And in this model, it's not just cheap insurance, and it's not even insurance. It's a sharing model. Talk a little bit about and jump right back into the cost of it versus traditional insurance today. Because some people think it's just cheap insurance.
It is a significant contrast between the third-party pay model, where I literally take my money and send it away to another company, where it drops into their coffers. It becomes their money. They make choices and decisions as to how they're going to dispense that. They make decisions about my health care, and I give up that sense of autonomy and engagement with my own health care, whether it's an insurance company or the government or an employer group. And that just distances me. In fact, I'm isolated from those health care decisions and costs because it's somebody else's money. Instead, healthcare sharing is simply an opportunity for men and women of faith and values to join together, take a pledge to pay each other's medical bills. So it becomes our money at stake. Dr. Asa, I've got to tell you, that transforms one's attitude and mentality when you realize it's your pockets and the pockets of your fellow members at stake.
That's right.
When you're standing at the counter with your ID card and saying, I don't have insurance, I'm a private pay individual, but I'm going to pay my bills in association with my fellow healthcare sharing ministry members, send the bill to the address there on the card. I begin to evaluate that treatment plan, eliminate unnecessary care, look for ways in which to meet those costs in an alternative means. And so it really creates a sensitivity to costs just out of the fact that it's my money at stake. That changes the game.
That is a game changer right there. Thank you for sharing that. Dale Bellis, founder and chairman of Liberty Health Share, is who we're talking to. You can check them out, libertyhealthshare.org. Dale, let's jump into this, too, because I think this is a topic in healthcare in general that people are concerned about. It's definitely in the news a lot, and I think it makes people on edge and a little bit nervous. Talk about pre-existing conditions and how that fits into the health sharing model.
Well, it's a great question. I'm grateful for you asking it. Two ways in which we deal with pre-existings. Number one is folks can join us any month in the course of the year. So there's no limitations. We're not subject to the open enrollment calendar. And we all know the ACA methodology for addressing pre-existings is everyone's narrowed down to a certain enrollment period at the end of the calendar year. That doesn't apply to us. So folks can join us any month in the course of the year. That's good news.
yeah.
And so the first way in which we deal with it is when you join in the first year, those pre-existing costs are not eligible to be shared by members. Second year and following, we pick up on it, phase it in so that it's no longer pre-existing. That's number one.
Okay.
But probably the most impactful and powerful way we deal with pre-existing is especially for those who have lifestyle-based conditions, and there's an epidemic of chronic conditions in America, high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. certainly obesity and smoking and cholesterol. All of those are conditions based upon how we eat and sleep and exercise and live. We welcome folks with those pre-existing conditions to come join us. We share in those pre-existing costs so long as they participate with Health Track. It costs an additional $80. We assign them a health coach. They set their predetermined treatment plan and goals. They reach those goals based on the criteria they've set with their health coach. They drop off the program. The $80 drops off. They graduate, continue on as a member. And we're seeing people's lives transform because of implementing that simple principle of personal responsibility for the care of our health.
Completely agree. And I think the Health Track model, which I really, really value within Liberty HealthShare, it's great because the accountability factor. I mean, what Liberty brings, I believe that really you don't get anywhere else, is culture. You get care, culture, community. It's just amazing all the way around. And they really care about the health care of the individual, not that they would stay sick, but that they would get healthy.
There is a psychology of change that we so rarely acknowledge and take advantage of, and that is when I invite someone into my life on a voluntary basis to hold me accountable, to check up on me, to ask how you doing, are you following the program we agreed upon. That's really what our health coaches do. And so we can only assist those who really want to change themselves. And the health coach simply serves as a guide, a director, a supporter to accomplish those lifestyle changes. And we are seeing significant transformation in people's lives take place.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It really is. And would you say, just from your experience, that the main difference in why someone would switch over beyond the price of it, would it be for that reason?
Absolutely. Our members tell us that the second most important reason, apart from cost, is that relational connection. We're built for relationships. God's mm-hmm. created us that way.
That's right.
And so it's in community with one another that we find these kinds of solutions, and our lives can be impacted and transformed as a result. So it's that sense of personal responsibility, support from others, care, connection, engagement, where my money every month is going to another person. I'm being a change agent every month when I send my money away to another person to help them impact their costs. And then that same group is there to share in my expense if I should have one.
And that's exactly right. That's Dale Bellis. So glad having you with us. He's the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare. You can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Dale, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Derek Allen, Alejandro, and our engineer, John Garrison. Go tell one person something you've learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live your potential. This is the ASA RX experience.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.